Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Hi.
Happy Thursday. We're careening to the end of the week.
We are on the downward slope to the weekend. You guys, I have an email that I would like to share with you from Sally Martin, who writes,
Sally.
My partner was diagnosed with a terminal lung disease in 2015. Since then, we have had air purifiers and filters in two rooms. Fortunately, she got a lung transplant in December of 2018, a Christmas miracle, but we still need good air purifiers. Because I buy all the things that you recommend, I immediately ordered the Thunderstorm. It came within a week, and I saved $200 using the code CHICKS3. They work great, and I was able to throw the large, bulky air purifiers away. I listened to you faithfully. You helped me get through the 6 months that my partner was in the hospital post-transplant.
Very
awesome.
You just
plug it into the wall, or you connect USB. Via USB,
right.
And it freshens the room like a miracle. It's a
They're
freaking
amazing.
Miracle.
Yeah. It's amazing if you have dogs, if you cook a lot, if you have smelly kids, if you have smelly husbands. No offense to the husbands out there. Or if you're smelly yourself. You know, it's fine. You can own it. And then you can own one of these. Or three.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because right now there's a deal. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com and you use that code CHICKS3, because you're getting a three pack. That's the special, CHICKS3. You save $200 on a three pack of these air purifiers. And again, they are so cute and handy.
They're very, very small. Very small.
Very small.
And like Mox always says, you can put them in your car too. Which
yeah.
Is kinda nice.
Because of the whole USB thing.
Right.
Amazing. Okay. So lots and lots of sack attacks for you today, you guys. And we're going to start with one where she accidentally admitted something. We all know, but she accidentally admitted it. So this particular video of Jen Psaki is when she is admitting that Biden is not really in charge. Raise your hand if you're surprised, anybody?
Surprise!
Mm-hmm. All right, it's very short, so here it is.
Today, which I know he's always invited, is what you guys will say, but he would say we never give him any free time or any time to think, and that is probably true.
They never give him any time to think.
Never any time to think. Yeah, that's right. They don't let him talk. They don't let him like answer questions at certain times. They don't let him do a lot of things. I wouldn't either, though, honestly. If I were on that staff, I would be limiting his time to do things, too. Think about that, because he's completely riddled with dementia.
That's true. But also, 25% of his entire presidency has been vacation. Like, he's constantly at his beach house in Delaware. And so not having time to think, give me a break. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I would like to know, though, who is the actual head person in charge? I mean, think about that. Because I mean, I've said Obama in the past, but I would like to know who that head person is. I'd love to know.
Because there's definitely somebody behind the curtain.
Right.
Maybe it's just a cast. Maybe it's a cast of characters.
Of characters.
That are all pulling different levers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Czars. Lots and lots of czars.
Yeah. Lots of czars. Lots of czars.
Socialist ones.
Uh-huh. I have another, and this, remember when there was like that ridiculous promo? Was it a vaccine promo? It may have been a vaccine promo that they used the Jonas Brothers in. Remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she was asked about that in the presser yesterday. Here we go.
Is there going to be any change in strategy in terms of messaging? You know, you guys have had like the Jonas Brothers and others, but like, what are we, Joe Rogan?
More Jonas Brothers. I would say, Daniel, that our approach to date has been that we have looked for trusted messengers.
Is there going to be any change in strategy?
Oh my God. Yeah, the Jonas Brothers are trusted. Next up, we're going to use Miley Cyrus. She also is very trusted. She's going to come out with her top on and it's going to fall off. It's very trusted.
Trusted messengers, you guys.
Right.
That's who they're using.
Good Lord.
Also, there was a moment too, and I did see it floating around the Twitter sphere, where she actually sounded exactly like Nancy Pelosi way back in the day. Remember when Nancy Pelosi was all, you're going to find out what's in the bill
when
after we pass it.
Right, right.
She does the exact same thing because she was asked about Build Back Better. And here's what she said about it.
But they don't know exactly what's in Build Back Better and what it means.
Oh, my God.
It's easier to sell a package to the public once it's passed. So we are hoping we're going to get to that point.
She just says it.
Like, it's okay. Like, this is an okay thing. Like, Democrats are fine with this. Do they not understand how the country is supposed to work? Like,
apparently,
oh my God. Like, this is just totally acceptable to people now. You're supposed to read the bill and, like, actually absorb it. Look and see what's in it and go, no, we like this. We don't like this. And, oh my God, this is not how our country is supposed to be run, you guys. We're not supposed
and
to
remember
pass
when
bills.
There was supposed to be like all kinds of time for the public to read it and make comment.
Yeah,
remember when that was a thing?
No, it's not a thing anymore. It's just not. This is not the way we're supposed to do things. You're supposed to actually read the bill before you pass it, not pass it and then read it. Holy crap.
Because the question to her was like, you know, there's a lot of reports about independents specifically who are not at all interested in the Build Back Better bill. And they think it's going to be worse for the country than it would help anything.
You think? So
that's why Psaki was like, well, that's just because people don't know what's in it, really. They just don't understand what's in it. And it'll be a lot easier for them to understand once it's already passed.
Yeah. How is it easier to read it once it's passed? It's the same bill. It's the same crappy bill before it's passed than when it's passed. You can still read it the same. It still reads the same. Holy crap.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God, my blood pressure. Like, these people, they're in charge.
It's just absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. So, as you know, I put together a morning radio show in addition to this into our show. And so I know when I was preparing last night, I obviously was seeing all the hullabaloo. Jen Psaki's talking about Biden's big speech that's going to take place today because today is the anniversary of what freaking Ted Cruz referred to as a domestic terror attack.
Terror attack. Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, it is pretty disturbing that he would do that. I'm not sure. I think there's listen, it's not like a lot of Republicans are saying otherwise, right? It's not like we're hearing them counter the narrative that's going on about January the 6th, right? They're just
They're doing what I'm doing, which is to just utterly dismiss it because it was not a terrorist attack and it was not an insurrection. And so I'm just like, what? No one gives a crap about this. Why are we even still talking about it?
Right. But they probably should be saying something that's counter to what the narrative is. And instead, and definitely not be saying it was a terrorist attack.
Blown away by the fact that it's Ted Cruz of all people who's saying that.
Yeah, because the narrative is, the January 6th narrative has become, we're all a bunch of terrorists. If you are on the right, you're a terrorist. That's what they're trying to do. And they're using it as political fodder now. They're using it as fuel for their fire. I mean, hell, we had a guy on our social media, because, you know, I handle all our Instagram, you handle our Twitter. There's a guy that came to us and he was like, hey, how are you guys going to celebrate, you know, the January 6th insurrection? And I was like, I don't
know.
Like, what kind of a question is that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't go away. You know, I don't understand what kind of. Because this is the thing, is that they all want to paint us as like crazed lunatics that storm the Capitol because we're on the right. And that's not, it's like, I can see why you would want, like, we all want to just make, we just want to go, stop it, like, go away. But the people who we elect to be representative of us, they need to counter the narrative with something other than, it was a freaking terrorist attack, because it wasn't a terrorist attack.
Right.
It wasn't. So yeah, they need to do better. Ted Cruz needs to do better.
I was just really, really surprised by that. Now, apparently Trump was supposed to make a big speech today and then canceled it. But he did put out a statement on, you know, that From the Desk of Donald Trump page. And it's, you know, it's like three paragraphs. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's very, very clear that he wrote it. because you can definitely tell a difference between the speeches that have been written for him and the stuff that he writes himself. Just to give you an example, the last paragraph, this isn't even specifically about January 6th. The line that everyone today is freaking out about is because the whole thing is about mandates, vaccine mandates, school closures, and that kind of thing. It doesn't even have anything to do with January 6th. But there's a line in it where everyone's like, oh my God, how dare he say that the day before the January 6th anniversary? So he's talking about the fact that the Biden administration is closing schools, there's vaccine mandate talk. And he says, and I quote, "This is an outrage and MAGA Nation should rise up and oppose this egregious federal government overreach." So the fact that he used the words rise up, there's a bunch of people on the left who are absolutely squawking about how inappropriate that is. But right. I mean, like anyone with a brain knows that he's saying that metaphorically. I mean, he's not saying pick up your guns and go tearing after people about it.
Exactly.
He's saying push back, which we
with your voices, with your votes, democratically. Yeah. Like rise up. Yeah, totally.
And that's what's getting most attention is that line.
Get over it. Get over it.
I know.
So, I mean, my God, it's like, because what are we supposed to do? Just roll over some more and let our country go to hell in a handbasket? This is what we're supposed to do. I'm glad that he said it.
I mean, I would have just read through that and not even thought about it. But this is how psycho everybody on the left has become. So here's just an example of how Trumpy it gets. So he says, our administration did what they said couldn't be done, vaccines in record time, but we never issued mandates and I never would. People should be able to choose how they want to govern their own health. The federal government must be reined in and give the people back the freedom to decide whether they want to be vaccinated or not. Joe Biden said he'd never issue mandates, but he did it anyway, like so many other things.
It's pretty Trumpy, but it's awesome. I mean, he's right.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all. He's 100% correct. Yeah. So, I mean, good for him. He was supposed to speak, right? And then they shut it. Lindsey Graham shut it down. Was it Lindsey Graham? I don't know. Like,
I think
somebody
Lindsey Graham convinced him not to do it.
He said to him, don't do it. Like, don't do this. This is a really bad idea. So if he was going to say exactly what you just said, the things that were, you know, if he was, I don't know, he always goes off script. So maybe that's what they were afraid of.
Well, I think what they were really afraid of is that he was going to use this date as a way to talk again about the Exchanelle being Olin's day. And they thought that would be like really, really terrible timing and just not a good idea. And frankly, they're not wrong about that. Like, I think that would have just been.
Agreed. Yeah. Maybe this wouldn't have been the best. Maybe it wouldn't have been the best day. Yeah. Agreed.
But to his point, which of course is valid when he talks about mandates and vaccines and all this stuff, I want to show you what's going on in Australia's Northern Territory. So you know how lockdown happy Australia was, right? And now all of a sudden their cases, despite all the lockdowns, despite all the mandates, their cases are like way up. And
shocker.
Because this is what happens. So, but they don't care. And so now they're just making it even worse for unvaccinated people. When you listen to this whole thing, you're just going to be shocked at how absolutely insane they have become.
I will now go through each of these decisions. First, the lockout. The fully vaccinated can continue as they were. For people who are not vaccinated, lockdown rules will apply to everyone 16 and above. If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home. You are at greater risk of catching COVID, becoming ill, and needing hospital care. You may only leave home for three reasons. Medical treatment, including COVID testing or vaccination. For essential goods and services like groceries, power tokens, medications. To provide care and support to a family member or person who cannot support themselves.
My God.
You cannot come more than 30 kilometres from your home when leaving for one of the three reasons or the nearest practical destination. If you need to go to the hospital and it's more than 30 kilometres from your home, that's okay. There are only three reasons to leave the home now, not five. Work is not a reason to leave the home for the unvaccinated.
Oh my God.
Chief Health Officer has also determined that restriction of movement is critical right now and that 1 hour of exercise for the next 4 days is not essential.
Oh my God.
You only apply to those who are not fully vaccinated.
Can you even?
Wow. Like, wow. And you know what? There are people on the left that are like, oh yeah, bravo, bravo. That's yeah. fantastic. Yeah. You guys, if we don't, I don't want to say resist because I hate that word now because I feel like it's been hijacked by the left. But if we don't not comply with all of this bullshit that is coming to us, realize that's coming to the United States, right?
There's no question.
I mean, there are people right now on the left who are saying that we should be like, I say we, that people who don't agree with the mandates, that people who are unvaxxed, that people who just don't buy into this bullshit should not get healthcare. They're saying that. They're saying that right now. So don't comply. So when Donald Trump says something like rise up, he's not saying that to be violent. He's saying it because that is our future. You're looking at our future. If you continue to just go, well, I mean, that's never going to happen here in the United States. It's never going to happen. 2 years ago, they were saying 15 days to flatten the curve. Look where we are now. There are schools that are still not open. 2 years later, there are schools that are still not open because people just roll over and go, it's fine. It's okay. It doesn't matter if our kids are going to be completely ruined by this. Do not comply.
And the separating of people by vaxxed and unvaxxed it's absolutely crazy. And now Macron, French President Macron, he said just yesterday, this is a direct quote. Now, of course, he said it in French, but this is a direct quote. He told Reuters that, and this is his quote, the unvaccinated, I really want to piss them off. And so we're going to continue doing so until the end. That's the strategy. When my freedoms threaten others, I'm irresponsible. And someone irresponsible is not a citizen. So now all of a sudden, if you make a medical choice, whatever that reason for the choice is, you're no longer supposed to even be considered a citizen.
Right.
That's how dehumanizing they are attempting to make anyone. Yeah. Dehumanized, we're attempting to make anyone who's made that choice. It's insane, especially considering the fact that these vaccines are not vaccines. They're just shots.
Right. It's amazing to me how, like, it's as if none of these people have ever read a history book.
Right.
They can't see what they're doing. Like, they can't see how they're actually repeating history. Like, they're doing exactly the inhumane, disgusting things that people in history did. You're repeating it. Like, what is wrong with you? I'm convinced that they literally have never read a hit. They haven't read history. Like, they don't. They're mental.
How do they block that? Like, how do they not recognize in those kinds of words? And then when he says out loud, the strategy is to piss people off. That's not science. That doesn't have anything to do with mitigating any kind of disease. That has to do with power and nothing but power.
Right. And when he says it out loud, how in the hell is that guy a leader? How is he a leader? I'm doing it to piss people off. Then how are you in charge? You know, because you're saying that to your people, to your constituents, and you're still in charge. They haven't overthrown you. What the hell? God.
It's freaking whack. And Swalwell, by the way, Swalwell is the new AOC. He decided to go vacation maskless down in Florida. And there's pictures of him. He's pushing back saying, oh, well, you just didn't post the picture of me in mid-drink. I was bringing a cup to my face. And that's the part that you didn't catch. But he, just a couple weeks ago, he was talking about how it is unacceptable that the unvaccinated are allowed to fly. So... I mean, if you think that the stuff that's happening in Australia can't happen here, or the things that Macron is saying can't apply here, it's already happening.
People
on the left are already saying these absolutely whacked out, insane things.
Right.
So
they're classifying people into two different groups. Meanwhile, they fly to freaking Florida and go enjoy freedom. you know, yeah. while they're classifying people into two different groups. And he's like, oh, mask free, just living it up, drinking, having a grand old time in free Florida, where DeSantis is the governor. And it's like, and enjoying his rules. What a dick.
Oh my God.
God, I cannot with these people. I just can't.
Well, you know why that is? It's because clearly you want to date him. That's
clearly,
what's going on here.
Clearly, I want to date a guy that farts on national television. That's totally my kind of guy, right? Yeah.
God. Did you see that clip of AOC that she put out yesterday where she was just like, Republicans are obsessed with my boyfriend's feet, so give the people what they want. And she like turns the camera to her boyfriend's walk, like shoes, always walking.
She did
God.
She did not she do did. That. She didn't. She that
said
is not
Republicans
happening.
Are obsessed with her boyfriend's feet. This is what she said.
I can't. That's the takeaway. God, she is 12 years old. She's 12.
I know.
Seriously, my daughter is not even 12. She's more mature than that chick.
Right?
Honestly, she is.
It's oh my gosh, fact. I completely forgot to mention our favorite people at MyPillow. We should have done that like 5 minutes ago, you guys. Our bad. And this is your daily reminder that right now they still have the huge, huge special. 40% off the Squeezy Kitten Fur Technology slippers and moccasins that hug your feet in love. And then 50% off the mattress toppers. And then all kinds of discounts like on all the other things that we have talked about. The cardigans and the sheets and the towels, which are amazing. The beach towels, the blankets. Did you know they have weighted blankets at MyPillow?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to get I was just thinking about how I needed a weighted blanket the other night because I've been having trouble sleeping again. So I need a weighted blanket. And you know what my my absolute favorite thing at MyPillow is? And I've said this before, are the tiny pillows.
Amazing.
Right? They're amazing. The little pillows, the travel pillows. You guys need to get some of those. They're the greatest for your car, right?
You're going to have them. And like, yeah, that's right. You'll have them. And then like all of a sudden you'll get stuck on I-95 without expecting it. And you'll be like, I'm so glad I have this travel pillow.
Exactly.
That's what you'll say.
People over to your car and be like, can I come nap in your car? You'd be like, yes, I have like two MyPillow travel pillows with leopard covers. Come on in. Come on.
That's right. So go to mypillow.com/chicks. Get yourself all the discounts. Do it today. Okay. Before we came on the show, I was telling you a story and then your reaction to it was so absolutely hilarious. And I don't think it can be repeated because it was
like a
perfect reaction.
This is why we should never do show prep. You should just tell everything to me.
Things at you.
Fling things at me.
So before we came on live, I said to you, oh, I'm going to show you guys this video of Joy Reid talking about her theory on why Joe Biden is so hated. And what did you say?
I said, is it because he's racist or is it because we're racist? That's what I said. It's because we're racist. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha.
And I was like, yes.
And she was like, get the F out. And she was,
but I am going to prove it to you. This is where her crazy brain goes. Here is the clip.
Question of whether or not he actually can change this, or he can alter it at all, because unbelievably, he has become for Republicans as much of a sort of figure of hatred, a hate object, as President Obama was, you know, the black president. God. Like, I mean, he was his vice president. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know what it is. But this is like the most sort of norm core Democrat ever. He's a moderate, you know, sort of ordinary Democrat. There's nothing outrageous about him, but they have cast him as in a sort of demonic character.
So did you catch the part where she said it's because he was vice president to Obama, who, of course, is black. And so that must be what it is, you guys. That must be what it is.
So he's like white black. Is that what it is? So we hate him now because he's black.
He's black by association.
Oh, that's what. She is so insane. This chick is so crazy. I cannot. Like, out of my wildest dreams, I just guessed on that one. I just like threw it because I thought there's no way that she can actually make us all racist because we think Joe Biden is a dementia-ridden like complete weirdo that is so dumb, and there's no, he can't run. He's inept because he's stupid and he has dementia, and he's been in politics for 40 years and he has no accomplishments under his belt, and he has no business running the country, and it has nothing to do with race because he is pasty white.
Well, and isn't it funny how she was like, man, I mean, there's so much hate towards him. There hasn't been hate like this since Obama. I was like, do you remember Trump? Do you remember your attitude towards President Trump? It's like, how do you just forget that there was a whole president that took more hatred than Obama and Biden combined?
They're there. They don't, it's not hate when it's directed at Trump. It's not hate. It's not.
What is it? What is it? I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it, you guys. How are these unself-aware?
I swear to God, these people are insane.
Oh my God.
It's got to be that we're all racist. Yeah, totally. That's why we hate Joe Biden. Yeah, Joy Reid. Wow. You are just spot on. Right. It is. We're all racist,
you
guys.
Realize that Obama would not have been elected without a whole bunch of white people.
What?
Does she not get that?
No. She doesn't get that.
I gotta go.
All right, you guys, bring it in, everybody. All right, everybody, have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.